1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
All right, welcome to the show. Yes, today, of course, Thursday, we bring you our OVC football previews. And on Friday's show, with last week being the exception due to travel, we'll bring you a little closer look at Murray State's OVC opponent. This week, that's the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. And we'll get to the sports update after we do that. Let's go ahead and focus on the Racers and Tennessee Tech. As it turns out, this is the oldest rival the Racers have. It really is. I mean, I would have probably guessed, if I didn't know this, that it would be, you know, an Eastern Kentucky or somebody like that. But actually, it's Tennessee Tech. All time, these teams have a record of Tennessee Tech leading the series 43-36-1. And this is a series that dates all the way back to 1930. So that's almost two decades before there was an OVC. 1948, when the league was established, the Racers a 22-20 advantage on the home field, and the Racers have won four straight games played in Murray. The Racers went to Tech last year and lost in overtime. So let's find out a little bit about this Tennessee Tech team. They have a really outstanding quarterback in Jared Davis, 6'4 kid, throws the ball very well, and is a good pressure guy in terms of if the game's on the line late, he can make a great throw. He has a record, let me see if I can find it here, of comeback either victories or comebacks to send the game to overtime. He's led the Golden Eagles on drives four times in his career that either resulted in victories or sent the game to overtime and led to victory. So that's a pretty good track record of a kid that responds extremely well to pressure. So he's a good one. Has 2,481 passing yards and 2,499 yards in total offense. He can move ahead of Darren Stone into 10th place with 273 more passing yards. And he's now led Tech on fourth quarter scoring drives that either won the game or forced an overtime that led to a Tech victory. So he continues to do very well in that category. A little bit on some of his receivers, and they have two outstanding ones. It seems every week we run into a couple of guys. You expect that at the FBS level, but at FCS, he has Chris Cates, a second Golden Eagle receiver in the first 3 weeks of the season to have sensational numbers. He had seven catches, 197 yards in the win over Mercer. And Brock McCoyne, the other outstanding receiver, who was just phenomenal as a freshman last year, limited just a couple of catches, but he's a guy capable of big games as well. So that's another one who's you're going to have to watch tomorrow. So that's Brock McCoyne and then Chris Cates. Spells his name K-R-Y-S, Chris Cates. A couple of excellent receivers. Now, as far as running the ball, that's where Tennessee Tech has had a bit of an issue. They haven't put up a lot of on the ground. 196 net yards, while opponents have run 973. And their leading rusher is Ladarius Van Leer, who has carried it 31 times for 127 yards. So he's only averaging 42 a game. Radira Noor has carried 11 times for 36 yards, and he's their second leading rusher. They just continue to struggle in that area, but Brock McCoyne averaging 124 a game receiving yards and 11 catches a game, and Chris Cates averaging 70 yards a game. He kind of filled in for what McCoyne did last week when he was injured and really put up outstanding numbers. So a couple of really good ones there. They also have a phenomenal punter. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And this is going to be an area I'm going to talk with Coach Mitch Stewart about that on the pregame show. But Jonathan King, 43.1 yards, part of the all-newcomer team for the OVC last year, and an outstanding kicker, even though he hasn't had many opportunities for field goals this year. John Arnold has tried one and made it from 28 yards, but he is a good one. And as far as the points after, he's been perfect on all eight. So when it comes to special teams, honestly, the Racers in OVC play quite often do have an advantage there. This is one team that is not the case on. Ladarius Van Leer is an amazing player when it comes to special teams. And we've seen that up close because he's run back two touchdowns against the Racers. I believe one on a punt and one on a kickoff. So it's a really good team that the Racers are going to have to play very well. Watson Brown coach teams do these things. Very fundamentally sound, and we're going to make you beat us. Going to try to get that field position where you have to drive 80 yards, and they're betting that you can't go into the end zone without making a mistake. Fumble, interception, bad call, something like that. They either blitz or show blitz a lot, and it's something that I believe KD Humphries will handle much better now than in his past. He seems to have adjusted extremely well to that. I'm very excited to see what he does against his own level of competition. He looked so good against Kentucky Wesleyan and really looked pretty good the past couple of weeks. Did have the three interceptions 2 weeks ago, but he's looked pretty good at the FBS level when you consider what he's going against guys that his offensive line just kind of aren't physically able to handle as a whole. And that's not their fault. It's just the facts of life when you're going against FBS schools. All in all, they've done a pretty good job, but just not good enough. And it really shows up on the defensive side when the quarterback's got a lot more time to throw the ball, and that's really been an area where at the FBS level, that's why you've seen back-to-back weeks of 50-plus points. I don't believe you'll see that out of Tennessee Tech this week. I really do believe this is a much-improved offense. Pretty good size for Tennessee Tech. However, when we look at what we've been looking at, where every guy is 300, 320, 335 and up, you don't have that with Tennessee Tech this week. Good, but they're just not FBS level guys. So it's something that the Racers should be able to handle a little bit better. Chandler Nelson, left tackle. He's big now, 6'5", 290, but he is a freshman. The left guard, Joel Forrester, 6'2", 285. The center, Charles Moten, 6'3", 305. The right guard, Jibrin Lange, 6'3", 300. And then the right tackle is William Chapman, 6'3", 290. So it's good to see at least three guys who don't tilt the scales at over 300 pounds. And we take a look at the defensive line. And let me tell you, Coach Mitch Stewart, when he took a look at the film, a couple of guys really jumped out on him. Kevin Robinson-White, 6'2", 300 pounds. He's a tackle. And also Terrell Rollins, the nose guard. He said those guys can play. If they don't handle them up front, it could be a long day for the Racers. And that's going to be something that they'll have to pay attention to. Again, a really good team, a solid team. This is a team that I think Watson Brown, he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. I like him. He just tells it like it is. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. But he really feels good about this team. You can tell by the press conferences. Likes what he has a lot of experience. They have 16 seniors on the team that will be providing, he thinks, a lot of good leadership for them. And so far, they have been able to do that. So it's Murray State going up against Tennessee Tech. Injury-wise, the Racers get the Jesse Blackman back at tight end. He's been nursing an ankle injury. He should be good to go. Also, Marcus Holliday, he does have to wear kind of a little, as Mitch Stewart called it, a taco cast, but he is cleared to play. That gives the Racers three running back options now with Holliday, who hasn't carried the ball yet. Had that injury occur during practice. They have Nick Taylor and, of course, Roman Clay. So Racers are in good shape. None of the skill position guys are injured. The only player is DeMontre Wade. He had a concussion in the game this past weekend. Has to go through all the protocols, so his status will be iffy for the weekend, but we have not had any ruling on that per se. Those things are not game-time decisions. If you clear protocol, you can play. If you do not clear it, you can't play. Pretty easy. So it's kind of set up for protection of the players, as it should be. And if he clears it, he'll play. And if he doesn't, he will not be in action. So we have that. I think one of the linemen a little bit dinged up, but Bishop Woods, he's expected to go. As far as I know, they believe he'll be in there. So this should be a terrific game. Hopefully you'll come on out and see it as the Racers take on Tennessee Tech. Kickoff time is set for 6 p.m. at Roy Stewart Stadium. And just to review the other games in the OVC, Shorter is at SEMO. That one kicks off at 1. Jacksonville State is at UT Martin. That's at 2. Tennessee State is at Florida A&M. Austin Peay is at Eastern Kentucky. And, of course, the Tennessee Tech-Murray State game. By the way, we want you to set your DVR. We want you at the game. But this game will be televised by the American Sports Network. They do a great job, great high definition. They have superb announcers. I've been very impressed with their work in both basketball and football. That will also be the stream you will see if you have to watch online on the OVC Digital Network. And, of course, we'll have our coverage on Froggy 103.7, the pregame show starting at 5:30, and the kickoff time beginning at 6 o'clock. In the SEC, Kentucky will try to bounce back from their loss against Florida, but it will not be easy. They go against Missouri. Missouri at Kentucky, number 23-ranked Missouri at UK. That is a 6:30 kickoff on the SEC Network, part of Hall of Fame weekend for UK. Among the players going in, as they used to call him, one of my favorite nicknames of all time, and Jared Lorenzen seems to have a great humor about all of it. Hey man, I can deal with it, Jared. If you're big, you're big. Just own it. One of the best nicknames ever, the Pillsbury Throw Boy. But we played against Lorenzen. Man, oh man, what a tank. I remember we blitzed him. One of our DBs ran into him, and it was like a fly running into a car. Just poop popped off, and he continued to throw it down the field. So he was mighty impressive, no doubt about that. Also, former basketball standout Antoine Walker will be among those inducted into the UK Athletics Hall of Fame. Other games and venues: Southern is at number 6 Georgia. That's on the SEC Network. And Central Florida at South Carolina, that's on ESPNU. Those kick at 11 a.m. At 2:30 p.m., Tennessee at Florida on CBS. Louisiana Monroe's at number 12 Alabama, 3 p.m. on the SEC Network. These are SEC games or games of regional interest. Middle Tennessee's at Illinois at 3 p.m. That one's going to air on ESPN News. Samford at Louisville, 6 p.m. on ESPN3. Texas A&M against Arkansas. That one's being played in Arlington, a 6 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Vandy at Ole Miss, 6 p.m. on ESPNU. Liberty at SIU, 6 p.m. on ESPN3. And Mississippi State at Auburn on ESPN2. Paducah Sun reporting former Marshall County baseball coach Don Bach has died. He died last night at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a baseball coach at Marshall County for 33 years, was a head coach for 19 seasons, and won 3 Region 1 titles. Let's check out the high school volleyball from last night. Callaway County took 3 of 4 from Murray High, winning 25-16, 14-25, 25-21, 25-20. Carlisle County defeated Fulton County. Community Christian Academy over Christian Fellowship. Fulton City swept Mayfield. McCracken County swept Tillman. Crittenden County beat Webster 3-1. Girls high school soccer. Maddie Ballmer scored 2 goals to lead Callaway County past McCracken County 4-2. The 6-5 Lady Lakers host Tillman at 6 p.m. Saturday at the Jim Nick Soccer Complex. Alex Pellegrudo notched her 4th hat trick of the season, and Olivia Butterworth added a pair of goals as Murray High Mercy ruled Mayfield 10-0. The 13-2 Lady Tigers seek their 5th straight win on Saturday when they battle Louisville Collegiate at 8 a.m. in the Girls All-A Classic State Tournament in Frankfort. In other girls' action, Marshall County beat Graves 3-0. Ballard a 1-0 winner over Tillman. St. Mary over Dawson Springs 9-1. Caldwell beat Webster 3-0. Trigg over Crittenden 4-2. On the boys' side, Cole Riley, Zach Mathis, Nick Bocchino had goals, but not enough. Murray High lost to Mayfield 4-3, so the Tigers take a 4-game losing streak and a 5-9 record into tomorrow's Boys All-A Classic State Tournament game against Louisville Holy Cross. That'll play at 3 p.m. in Elizabethtown. Other boys' action saw Graves County edge Marshall 3-2, Tillman over Ballard 8-4, St. Mary 3, Dawson Springs 1, Hopkinsville nipped McCracken 2-1, Madisonville beat Caldwell 3-2. 10-3 Callaway County will look for its 3rd straight win Saturday. They face Trigg County in a 2 p.m. game at the Jim Nick Soccer Complex. A lot of high school football tonight. Murray High gets a huge challenge as they hit the road to take on 5-0 Russellville. It'll be a heck of a game. Murray and Russellville tonight, airtime 6 with Jeremy and Hack, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Madisonville North Hopkins will come to Murray tonight to take on Callaway County. The Lakers looking to go back-to-back in the victory column. Let's hope they can do that. That one kicks at 7 o'clock at Jack Rose Stadium. Elsewhere tonight, Graves at Apollo. Mayfield will take on Corbin. I believe they're playing that at Lindsey Wilson, Marshall County at Christian County, Tillman at Caldwell, Davis County at McCracken, Vianna at Ballard Memorial, Webster County at Fulton County, Crittenden County at Union County, Fort Campbell at Trigg, Stewart County is at Fulton City. Congratulations to the Racer soccer team. Second half goals by Harriet Withers and Caroline Ashton carried Murray State to an OVC opening 2-1 win over Eastern Kentucky in Richmond. The 5-3 Racers are back home Sunday when they take on St. Louis at 1 p.m. at Cutchin Field. Elsewhere in the OVC, Tennessee Tech beat Belmont 1-0 and Jacksonville State nipped Morehead 2-1. The Racer volleyball team begins defense of their 2014 OVC crown when they open conference play with the first of two of three consecutive road matches, playing at SEMO tonight at 6:30 and at UT Martin tomorrow night at 6. The Racers went a combined 5-0 against SEMO and UT Martin last year. Former Murray State women's basketball player Natanya Jackson has signed a professional contract. She'll be playing in Puerto Rico for Politas de Isabela. Last season, Jackson had 22 starts for the Racers, averaged 7 points, 7.3 rebounds, but led the team with 46 blocks. And concussion-related issues have caused Austin Peay running back Otis Guerin to end his college career. He was Austin Peay's leading rusher last year with 596 yards. Kind of a sad deal there. Stephen Piscotty, 3-for-4 with a home run and 4 runs batted in. The Cardinals down the Brewers 7-3 in the first of 4 at Busch last night. Johnny Peralta with a huge 3-run blast. Michael Wacha gets his 17th win. The Cardinals send Carlos Martinez to the hill tonight against Ariel Pena. 7:15 is the first pitch, but we will have delayed coverage of that broadcast beginning at about 10 p.m. or right after Murray High Tiger football on WNBS. Former Racer quarterback Justin Fuente's Memphis Tigers are 4-0. They beat Memphis last night 53-46. Our college football fair for this weekend, we have TCU and the Texas Tech on the air at 3 p.m. Saturday on 1130 WFC. Our Sunday night game is Arizona State and USC at 9:30 on WNBS. The pro games, Tennessee Titans try to send the Colts to 0-3 Sunday afternoon at Nissan Stadium. We'll have that on the air for you at 11:30 via Westwood One, and at 3:30 we'll bring you San Francisco at Arizona. Our Sunday night game is Denver and Detroit. By the way, the St. Louis Rams host the Pittsburgh Steelers at noon on Sunday. That will wrap it up for the Neil Bradley Show. Have a great weekend.